Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's pick up on that point about getting younger people signed up for health coverage, people between 18 and 34, the so-called young invincibles. The numbers the Obama administration officials rolled out yesterday showed some gains in that group. But as Sarah Jane Tribble from Here and Now contributing station WCPN in Cleveland reports, they are still short of their goal.
Young adults, 18 to 34-year-olds, are the group officials say are so necessary to make federal health reform work. I caught up with a couple of them in downtown Cleveland and asked them one quick question. What do you think of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, man, I don't know much about it. I'm not really into politics. I guess that's a bad thing to say, but it just doesn't interest me.
I really know nothing about it. From what I've understood, it's a hassle to sign up. And, yeah, I mean, I really haven't paid that much attention to it.
That was Brian Schlesinger, 25, and Josh Fox, 26. Okay, not a huge scientific sample, but for months, the question of whether these so-called young invincibles will sign up for health insurance has loomed large. Why would someone who is young, healthy, and statistically unlikely to encounter a major illness anytime soon be interested in paying a monthly premium for coverage? Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius tried to provide an answer while touting the law in Cleveland.
We know it's harder to get their attention. I'm the mother of one nearly formerly 20-something and one still 20-something. I know they don't get up every morning thinking, boy, I wish I had health insurance. I don't know what they get up every morning thinking, but my guess is it isn't that.
The Obama administration has stepped up marketing efforts as the deadline approaches. New commercials are airing, and even the First Lady is making appearances to promote enrollment. Michelle Obama talked with Late Night's Jimmy Fallon about enrollment, and the two won audience applause when they said healthcare.gov's technical failures were a thing of the past.
It's up and running, and I'm happy to say
it's working.
It's working now, yeah.
It's working.
Tapping celebrity connections isn't the only tactic the administration is taking. There is also a priority on reaching people closer to home, says David Bransfield. He's the Ohio Outreach Coordinator for the National Young Invincibles Group. Bransfield spoke to medical students at Cleveland's Case Western Reserve University, encouraging them to recruit enrollees.
You guys know who you listen to. You listen to your mom. You listen to your friends. You might listen to Jon Stewart.
Bransfield says the PR effort is working, and the latest federal count seems to confirm his belief. Administration officials announced yesterday more than 4.2 million people have signed up for Obamacare nationally, and the pace of young adults enrolling picked up in January and February compared to the previous 3 months. Still, enrollment for those between the ages of 18 and 34 remained at 25% of the total enrollees. That's well below the roughly 40% analysts have said is needed to give insurers an adequate mix of younger versus older enrollees. Back on the streets of Cleveland, it seems unlikely that 25-year-old Brian Schlesinger, who has insurance through his job as an engineer, will share with his friends how great it is. He says he has yet to actually use his insurance. And 26-year-old Josh Fox, who works as a waiter and is uninsured, says he is unlikely to sign up, even if he qualifies for a subsidy on the exchange.
Just something that you can't really afford to pay attention to. So those sort of situations, when they come up, you deal with them.
Obama officials have until the end of the month to capture his attention. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.
So, young people, you have just heard a lot of reasons to sign up for healthcare coverage. The deadline, the penalty that could be higher than the $95, civic responsibility, you keep costs down, your mom, Jon Stewart, Zach Galifianakis, are you still putting it off? Are you still going to be one of the young invincibles, as they're being called? Let us know your thinking at hereandnow.org.
I'm guessing there's at least one person out there who is still putting it off. I don't know why I think that.
Or but one person saying, what? What are you talking about? What?
What's healthcare.gov? From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.